Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Financial Flight Plan. I'm Walter Storholt alongside the great team at Estes Financial Services. Joining us today, Bree Reyes, investor coach and CFP, certified financial planner, serving you throughout the Metroplex with an office right there in Fort Worth. We're always online at estesfinancial.net. Bree, great chatting with you this time around on the podcast. How have things been for you?
Wonderful, Walt.
I'm very glad to hear that. I hear, if I can give our listeners a behind-the-scenes view, Tim has been away for a little bit, and he's left you to take care of the Golden Retriever puppy. Is that right?
The Chesapeake Bay Retriever puppy.
Oh, Chesapeake Bay Retriever. Okay.
Chesapeake Bay Retriever. They look like labs, but with curly hair, tons of energy. And he's only about 2 months older than my toddler, my baby. So we call them the terrible twosome.
Now, that's a pretty dog, that Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Beautiful dog. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She is absolutely gorgeous. And she has these gorgeous golden eyes. And she looks at you with them. And you just want to give her everything, which is why my toddler, Nate, has been giving her half of his food.
They are smitten with one another, I would imagine.
They are until they aren't.
Got to keep them apart every once in a while. But that's a Texas-looking dog right there, I'll tell you that.
She's a lot of fun, and we're really enjoying her. And it's the perfect way to own a dog, the situation that Dad and I have, being the timeshare dog. So when they go out of town, we get the dog. When they come back, the dog goes home.
And Tim feels the exact same way about your kid, doesn't he?
Pretty much so, yeah.
I've heard that said about kids before.
My kid requires diapers. His kid does not.
Well, that's good. Yeah. One's potty trained, one not quite yet. Hopefully that changes soon, though, right? Not too far away from that switching.
No, a couple of years from that, I think. Okay. Boys take longer, and they don't even start thinking about it until two.
Oh, gosh. Too funny. Well, we won't go any further down that road, or else I think we'll lose all of our listeners. So let's get on topic for today. And it's a fun edition of the podcast. We do these every once in a while. We call it Story Time. And it's where I kind of ask Bree to tell us about a particular situation or a time in the office when someone came in with a set of circumstances that, you know, led to a problem that led to a solution and how they got to that solution. I usually try and prompt Bree with some specifics here. So I've got a good one for you this time around, Bree. Tell us about a time when somebody said to you, gosh, if only I'd met you sooner.
Okay. Well, as with all of our story times, names will be changed to protect the innocent.
Okay.
But this actually happened to me the other day. A lot of times, Dad's in my biggest fear for retirees are two things, inflation and taxes. And neither one is something you can control. I mean, you can vote, but does your vote really control taxes? I mean, sort of, kind of, not really. I guess you could argue that.
It's not like it's really going to have an immediate impact, right?
Right. Yeah. No, not really. And then inflation. Inflation is something that just kind of creeps up on us a lot. And I just pulled up the numbers. The U.S. national debt is at $21 trillion. So we've got quite a bit of debt in this country. I'm not sure if everybody's aware.
What a number. $21 trillion and rising every day, right?
Yeah. Well, rising every second. If you look at usdebtclock.org, it will give you a bit of a panic attack. Don't look at that. But it's something that we've got to think about. And the ways to get rid of the debt are inflate and tax. So obviously, we've got to handle the debt sometime soon. And so when it comes to especially the tax puzzle, we found that over time, everyone's followed the old model, which we've all heard 100,000 times once they did away with pensions and started with 401ks. The put money in your 401k, you won't pay taxes now on it, you'll pay taxes later and it'll be great and everything will be wonderful and you'll be in a lower tax bracket and la da 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 da. And what we found out is it's actually worked out to be quite the opposite. Tax rates in retirement can be higher for some people. So they're not getting that benefit of being in a lower tax bracket. And now they're having to pull money out of what we call a ticking tax time bomb. meaning any of their qualified accounts, at 70.5, even if you don't need it, you need to do the required minimum distributions from the IRS. So now you're pulling money out. That money becomes taxable income to you. And there goes your taxes, even higher. And so what we like to do with a lot of our clients is we like to look at either minimizing the ticking tax time bomb the best we can, if the situation's already gotten to where it's a bomb, or try to make plans to where we don't set ourselves up for that giant bomb. And so that tends to be when people come in and go, man, I wish I'd met you sooner. I now have this ticking tax time bomb and I don't know how to fix it and help. And everybody thinks once you've got it, you're stuck. It's kind of one of those big scary things that they think once they have the ticking tax time bomb, they need to call in the bomb squad from the police department. But even if you haven't retired or you're getting close to retirement, there are some strategies that can be done to lessen the impact, lessen the blow of that ticking tax time bomb.
Well, what are some of those things? If we can get into some specifics and details, what are some of the problems that you've seen with that tax time bomb and how you guys go about fixing those items?
Some of the strategies to reduce it would be try to get money out of it without raising your taxes too much. And that's a case-by-case basis. Unfortunately, most of these strategies don't work for everybody. It's a case-by-case basis. And it's kind of a puzzle. And I'm a big puzzle person. So when we work on this type of thing, we need to sit down and talk through all the different strategies. And there's pros and cons of all of them. But what we want to kind of do is move money from the tax later bucket to a tax never bucket if possible, or maybe reduce what we're contributing to the tax later bucket and put more into a taxed now bucket. So there's quite a few different things you can do. It's just a matter of what suits each person, what each person is comfortable with, whether you're comfortable paying the taxes now or you want to wait and pay the taxes later. It's kind of one of those situations, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. I mean, right now we know what our tax rates are. I don't know what they're going to be in 5, 10, 15 years from now. And it's what each person is comfortable with. There's no just blanket right or wrong answer for a lot of this stuff. And it makes it frustrating for the investor. And that's where having an investor coach, having Tim and I sit down, both certified financial planners, really, really helps, because we can think through some of these strategies and talk them out, write them up on the big whiteboard we have in our office, and pro and con them so we can see if they work for you and if it's something you're comfortable with.
Well, I know it's one thing to fix a problem that has already occurred. What about steps for somebody who hasn't been exposed to something like a ticking tax time bomb? And obviously the answer is come see you before you can say, if only I'd met you sooner. But what are some proactive steps that people can take?
Proactive steps people can take is take a look at whether they have a Roth component to their 401k at their employer. The Roth 401k and the Roth IRA are two very, very different things, different animals, different contribution limits, different income limits. And a lot of people think Roth 401k is equivalent to a Roth IRA, and it's not. And so if you start planning now or planning earlier, even 5-10 years before retirement, it can really make a giant difference when you get closer to retirement.
We're talking about some of these things that you can do to, you know, make sure that you're not saying, if only I'd met you sooner. Taxes, obviously, a huge part of this equation. And Bree, I know you get a lot of people saying this, if only I'd met you sooner. Can you put into context for us just the kind of difference we're talking about? I know the dollar amount is going to vary from person to person, but I mean, what are we talking about, the true dollar difference for somebody? Hey, you saved $1,000 by coming in sooner, or we're talking much more dramatic than that?
We're talking much more dramatic than that. And it depends on when someone comes in. But I mean, think about it. If you could pay all of your taxes now, or could have paid all the tax money now while we just got a tax cut, versus paying later on when taxes may be really, really high. I mean, the math on that can be just astounding. The biggest thing when it comes to looking at these ticking tax time bombs is you can't do it in a vacuum. We work with quite a few CPAs to make sure that we are prudently reducing the explosion of the bomb. And so it's not just Tim and I, it's Tim and I working with our clients, their CPAs, and making sure we're all on the same team fighting future taxes the best way we can.
I really like that, Brie. It's not like the movies, right, where there's just that one person that goes in and defuses the bomb. It's a team, right? So they've got the person who's walking the guy through how to defuse the wires, and they've got to find the bomb first, and that's a different team who's, you know, searching that out. Then they call in the specialist. And so it's kind of neat in the financial world. It's the same way. You guys kind of serve as that quarterback of the team. You help coordinate all those different moving parts to make sure that you can defuse the ticking tax time bomb. And I think that's really important to underscore. So if you're somebody who is a little worried about your financial future, your financial plan, you're kind of thinking to yourself, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have a ticking tax time bomb at retirement. Well, here's the answer. Most folks do. Most folks haven't taken proactive steps to prevent that bomb from getting created in the first place. So this is your opportunity to make sure that you're ahead of the game. You have kind of been exposed to this great information on the podcast about all of these different pitfalls that people face in retirement, and you don't want to fall into those same traps that others have before you. We can learn from others' past mistakes, and that's what we try to alert you to here on the podcast each and every time. So if you're interested in getting in touch with Brie Reyes, Tim Estes, the great team at Estes Financial Services, all you have to do, a couple of different ways to get in touch. 817-444-8402 is the number to call. That's 817-444-8402. And as always, they're online at estesfinancial.net. That's E-S-T-E-S financial.net. And you can also find the team on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Just look for Estes Financial, and you'll be able to find them on all of those different resources. Brie, thank you for telling us a good story on the program today and alerting us to some more important financial facts. And we'll look forward to another good show with you next time around.
Thank you so much, Walt. Really enjoyed it. And everyone, don't forget, go out and lead an abundant life.